I don't have to introduce Wesley to you guys. That's the great thing about it, because Wesley's one of our own. He's one of the young people that God called here. And, you know, it's so unusual because as soon as Wesley came in, of course, you were used to be about like this big, man, or something. I mean, you're getting on up. I might be looking up to you in a few days. But Wesley's, God's blessed him. He's been a great young man. He is everything he appears to be. He studies. Bless the Lord. He's a good man. We're going to let Wesley speak to us today. You guys make him welcome. I told the crowd over here, y'all speak. All right. Praise God. All right.
How y'all doing? You know, preparing this, I spent a lot of time thinking about what I wanted to talk about and praying about what I wanted to talk about. And in that time, I studied a few chapters in Corinthians. And I thought I was supposed to talk about responsibility. And then I wasn't feeling that, and I was feeling something within those verses. It was more on the lines of influence, which is important. Both of those things are important. I just couldn't get excited about it. And so I prayed a little harder. And then I realized that the past two times that I've prepared a message, it has directly reflected what's going on in my life. So today, I want to talk about the direction after your disappointment. After your disappointment, and then T. That's the name of the message. That's my bad. But disappointment. We all heavily deal with it. And if I would ask, raise your hand if you deal with it. But I don't want to make a liar out of some of y'all who don't raise your hand. So I'm not going to do that. But there's a passage in Luke. It's a parable. Let's see if I can get it. It's the parable of the barren fig tree. That's the title of it. It's kind of fancy for a title, but here's the passage. I'm just going to read it to you, and then we can get into it. Luke 6. It's Luke 13. Also, my bad. I was thinking of the verse, I guess. Luke 13:6, the parable of the barren fig tree. It says, he also spoke this parable. Talking about Jesus, that's who he is. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. The owner of the vineyard, okay? So remember that, remember the owner. Planted a fig tree in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper, let's say the manager, just remember manager, of his vineyard. He said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years, I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I've found nothing on it. No fruit on it. Cut it down. It's just wasting earth. It's wasting the dirt. We could plant something better somewhere else, so just cut it down, get rid of it. It's a disappointment. The vine is a disappointment. The fig tree is a disappointment. It's not producing. So cut it down. Get rid of it. Verse 8 says, goes on to say, but he answered and said to him, this is the manager talking, sir, let it alone this year also. Everybody say one more year. One more year. Until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, then you can cut it down. So gives him one more year and to dig around it and to fertilize it. So this message is direction after disappointment. Where is disappointment going to lead you? Is it going to lead you to want to cut it out of your life? Or are you going to handle it? Are you going to ignore it, or are you going to deal with it? Right? Amen. So we got our three characters. It seemed like two. We have three. We also have the fig tree. Fig tree is disappointment, okay? So we got the fig tree, we got the manager, we got the owner, okay? Remember that. It's important for later. But disappointment leads to a decision, okay? If you're taking notes, write that down, because, you know, disappointment leads to a decision, right? Some alliteration for y'all. I know you can remember that. Write it down anyways. What if I'm disappointed? What's our decision in that? What if I'm disappointed? What am I going to do? Am I going to let it discourage me? Am I going to be discouraged by disappointment? This is one of the two points. If you're taking notes, you can remember that we have one more after this. If I'm disappointed in something in my life, it can discourage you. It can discourage me if I'm disappointed. It can discourage you if you're disappointed. And you have to think, if you're going to let it tie you down, right? If you're going to let it tie you down, you're discouraged by it, where does it go? Where do you take that? What do you do with that? How does that further you? How does that further the kingdom? Because that's what it's all about, right? What we're doing here is trying to build up God's kingdom, right? If I get disappointed because of one little mistake in that, and I get discouraged and I get tied down by that, am I doing my job? The other option, there is another option. That's the good news, right? Our other option is whenever we get disappointed, we can be driven by it. We can let it be our drive. If you're disappointed today, or you have been all week, or all month, or all year, if you're disappointed, now is the time that you need to start driving with it. Because you're disappointed, use it. Use it. Don't let it discourage you. Let it encourage you. Let it push you forward. Because if you let it hold you back, you're not doing your job, and you're not going to be happy. And where does God get glory in that? Where does God get glory whenever we're discouraged? He doesn't. He doesn't. So let it drive you. I did a little research within this passage, and y'all are gonna laugh at me whenever I get into this, which is okay. I encourage you to. yeah, y'all already have a little bit, but that's okay. I did a little research. New Testament, a lot of it's a lot, if not all, is written in Greek, right? So the translations, different translations, may not be the literal translation of the Greek words. A lot of y'all know this. Pastor Keith will use this every now and then in his messages. In the King James Version of Luke, verse 8 in this passage, he says, and he answering unto him, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I should dig about it and dung it. Yeah, that's not a typo. The disappointment with the T at the bottom, that was a typo. This isn't a typo. Till I shall dig about it and dung it. So when you have disappointment in your life, when you have... And I'm sorry for all of you holy people out there. When you have crap in your life, you got to fight fire with fire. You got to dung that crap, right? So when you have disappointment, though, you have to dig around it. Because it's not bearing fruit up at the leaves, right? But where do you start whenever you fix that? You start at the bottom. You start where it starts growing. What's wrong with the roots if I'm not bearing fruit? What's wrong with my roots if I'm not bearing fruit? If something in my life is disappointing me, I need to hit it at the bottom. Not cut it down, just prune it a little. It'll still hurt. Won't feel good. But after we dig around it, did I not put it up there? Oh, no. It said dung it. But so whenever you're... the Greek word for this is balo, B-A-L-L-O, right? Yeah. Dung it. So whenever you get disappointed, instead of saying what you want to say, say dung it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to use it. Y'all better use it. It's better than any alternative. So whenever you're driven to by your disappointment. How are you going to fix it? How are you going to solve these issues in your life? Well, you can't do it without God, right? This is the word that we're talking about. We need it. This is our instruction book, right? It tells us, it tells us in this parable, when we're disappointed, what do we do? Dung it. We got to dig around it. We got to dung it. We do. Y'all like saying that, don't you? Let your disappointment drive you. And I kind of gave y'all a sneak peek of the next slide. And by sneak peek, I mean I left it up there. What if I'm the disappointment? How many of y'all have been, have had your parents disappointed in you? Don't point at anybody. Some of y'all siblings out there pointing at people. I definitely have been. They'll probably disagree, but there have been times where I've disappointed my parents, and there have been times when you've disappointed yours, and maybe when you've been disappointed in your kids, right? And I'm not going to call any kids out, Donovan. But what if I'm the disappointment? This is for you, okay? I had you in mind when I wrote this part. Yeah. Dung it, comma, Donovan. What if I'm the disappointment? Whether it be parental disappointment, or you're disappointed in yourself, or you're disappointed by your teachers or your friends. Maybe you have an accountability partner and you're screwing up, and your friend is just like, you don't need to be doing that. I'm disappointed in you. That don't make you feel good. It doesn't feel good being a disappointment. It doesn't. But it's something we all deal with. We all fall short. We all do. We all fall short of the glory of God. And there's no going around that. Except Jesus. We fall short. But because of his grace, because of his undeserving grace, we still get acceptance. That's an awesome thing. I'm kind of confused while y'all aren't clapping, but it's too late now. Too late now. Nope. I don't want it. I was kidding. I do want it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Whenever I need cheering on, I need. You gotta dung it, right, Donovan? There are three characters in this story. I talked about this a little bit earlier. We got the fig tree, the manager, and the owner. That's right. I started to think about this because we got parables like the 99 and the one and all that, and you know who the flock of sheep is. That's us, and you know that the shepherd is Jesus, and you know that that should be us, how we deal with our flock as leaders in our lives. And then you have the woman with the coin, and then you have the prodigal son and all that. And I started to think about this one and who these people represent. And there are a few options. My initial thought was like, well, the owner's like God the Father, and the manager's God the Son, and I'm the vine, obviously, because disappointment's got to be me, right? Now, y'all don't think it's me. Y'all think it's you. So before you get any ideas. But that doesn't make any sense, because the son's like, then it would be the son arguing with the father, and Jesus says, whenever you see my heart, you see God's. You see the Father's heart. So that didn't make any sense to me. Can't be it. And then I remembered, let's see if I got the verse up there. I'm slacking on my PowerPoint, y'all. I do. No, y'all don't have to clap for that. This is a verse, the beginning of John, and he's talking about the word, talking about Jesus. Talking about the beginning, and he's describing God. It says the Word became flesh. Jesus came down. Excuse me. And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth. Grace and truth. I thought about this. We got the owner and the manager, right? The manager and the owner. Let's put it in that order just for the sake of what I'm about to say. What if the manager is grace? And what if the owner is truth? The owner saw the tree that's not bearing. The owner saw the tree that's not bearing, and he said, it's not bearing any fruit. I don't need that. Cut it down. Doesn't belong here. It's not worthy of this vineyard. Get it out. I don't want it anymore. And the manager, grace. Everybody say grace.
Grace.
Yeah. The manager, grace in this story, said, no, you're right. It's not bearing anything. But I didn't lose hope. I think it deserves to be here. See, now, I'm not saying that Jesus is bipolar. So don't try not to twist that around. I just wanted to hit that before y'all started thinking that. But Jesus is truth and grace. Jesus knows we fall short. I mean, he's God. He knows, right? Sometimes we act like we know everything, but really God does. He knows that we deserve to be cut down. If we're disappointments, we don't deserve to be in the kingdom. We don't deserve heaven, salvation. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve it when we're born. Yeah. It's harsh. It's harsh, but it's true. But thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. Because of grace, I get to say, I have a place in the kingdom. I don't deserve it. I try to. Right? We try to. We're still disappointments in that. We try to. But I finally have one. Because of salvation. Because of grace. Something so awesome that we all fail to understand completely with our finite minds, right? So the vine is disappointment. The manager is grace. The owner is truth. We should be cut down, and a lot of times we cut ourselves down. This kind of goes back to what if I'm disappointed? But it also ties into what if I'm the disappointment, if I'm disappointed myself. Should I cut myself down? God doesn't say to. He doesn't. He just says, trust me. Trust me. We do it. Yeah. We cut ourselves down. God says you don't have to. He's saying, yeah, you suck a little bit. Well, okay, a lot. Like, bad. But I still think you're my kid. I'll still treat you just like I treat my son, Jesus. I'll still treat you. You may not deserve it. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care that you don't deserve it. Because to me, it doesn't matter. Is God talking now? We suck. Truth. It doesn't matter. Grace. It doesn't matter. God wants a relationship with us, y'all. He wants to be our friend. He created us for that. He created us for that. And some of us who can't see that take advantage of that. Can you imagine? I don't know. I guess none of y'all can imagine creating a person because, well, I guess you, let's not go there. Get out of there. Don't. Deja. Dung it. I'm disappointed. Where was I? It doesn't matter. Thank you. Thank you. We're not enough, but grace is. Okay? We are not enough. We fall short. I'm really trying to drive that to y'all because it's hard to understand. I don't fully understand it. I'm just up here talking about it because I'm an idiot, I guess. But I suck. God uses idiots, though. He does. That's who he likes to use. Because they're courageous. They're risk takers. See, I'm an idiot, so I'll get up here. Now, if I said, where is he? Hang on. Where's Ben? Ben, what's up, old man? You want to come up here? Come on, be an idiot with me. Come on, dung it. All right, fine. Next week. You better come. You better come next week. Y'all, grace shows us that we suck and God doesn't, but God is bigger than our disappointment. God is bigger than our disappointment. He is. He's bigger. We have a decision to make. Is our disappointment going to discourage us? Bring us down? Are our dead roots going to hold us in that barren ground? What do we do with that? What do we do with that? We dung it, yeah. Or are we going to let our disappointment drive us? That's not natural. It's not natural. It isn't. It's natural for us sinners to say, well, I'm in disappointment, so I'm just going to, I don't even want to stand up here. I'm just going to, no, clap. Don't clap yet. Don't clap for me being a disappointment. Don't. I don't even want to stand up here because I'm a disappointment. Is that what we're going to, that's what we want to do, right? How many of y'all get sad in daily life? Let's say you have a bad day. Let's say you wake up, car won't crank. It's raining. You finally get your car cranked, but your windshield wipers don't work. And then you get to work or school or wherever you go during the day. And you get there late. People are mad at you. They yell at you for about an hour and a half. Then you, while they're yelling at you, you miss your lunch break. And you gotta like sneak a snack in while you're working or doing schoolwork or whatever. And then the teacher catches you for that. Let's just put you in that, and the teacher writes you up because you eat in the classroom. Who can relate? I can. Okay. I can. I've never been written up for it, but I've been caught. I can get out of a write-up. It's happened. It's happened before. Yeah, debate your way out. Debate it, dung it. And then you get home, and your home life sucks. Because you don't know what's going to happen next. Who can relate? Nobody? Okay. Just me? I'll relate to myself. It sucks. And what do? You go to your room. Well, that's what you're supposed to do, but what do you actually do?
Cry.
Right. Well, I don't. But so I don't cry. I've never cried in my life.
Send a lie.
I'll just sit down then. Yeah. We fall short and we see that and we beat ourselves up. Like Kyle was saying earlier, we beat ourselves up. And that's fair. That's true. Why shouldn't we? Well, because God says not to. Well, because God says, well, I created you. And yeah, maybe you ended up sucking because you don't know how to live your life without me and you try to. But you have another choice. You have a decision to make, y'all. It's a big one. It's one that'll change your life. It's the decision of choosing to believe God. Not only to believe in him, but to believe what he says. You dish out your discouragement. Dish out your disappointment. Dung it. Get rid of it. God says you're worth way more to me than what you're giving yourself credit for. You suck, but you really just suck at giving credit to yourself too. You got crap in your life? Dung it. You got disappointment in your life? Dung it. You got a decision to make. The decision to make is, I choose God over me. When I go and I wake up and my car won't crank, yeah, dung it. It's disappointment, but dung it. You know, it happens. Windshield wipers aren't working? Well, you should probably fix that because that's dangerous. But dung it. You get to work or school late and you get yelled at and miss your lunch break and everything falls out of place, and God is bigger. He's bigger than all of that and more. I mean, we're talking about star-breathing God. We're talking about, like, I made you out of dirt or a rib. right? We're talking about that God. That same God who sent his son down here and said, you know, y'all suck, but I'll sacrifice my son for you. Who can relate? Don't raise your hand if you can. That's terrible. Disappointed. That same God who made you, the same God who made the universe, wants to know you. He wants you to love him like you should, like he loves you. He wants that. He created us so that we could be friends. Wish I could make some of my friends. Just thanks, DeCat. So decide God. Give it to him. Give your disappointment to him. Yeah, you're not worth it, but he'll forgive you anyways. He will. Bonus, yeah. He'll forgive you anyways. Like, yeah, all that stuff you did, don't do it anymore. I love you. I wish you wouldn't. Try not to. I forgive you for it. That hits me, y'all. Because I've done some dumb stuff. We all have. So I'm not embarrassed to say that I have. Who's clapping? No, don't clap for me doing dumb stuff. Or for you doing dumb stuff. You can clap for you doing dumb stuff if you like doing it. But he's the king of our hearts. He wants to be. If we'll just open it up to him. He'll fight those battles. Those disappointing battles. Like we were singing earlier, he's a mighty warrior. Mm-hmm. In victory, you reign. God's a winner. I hate losing stuff. Arguments. I'll even make arguments just so I can win them, right, Mom? Deja, you got something to say? I will. Because I don't like losing. I don't think any of y'all like losing. Without God, you're on the losing team. You're either for me or you're against me. Are you going to choose to lose? Are you going to dung it? If you want to win, you got to dung it. Yeah, I'm having so much fun with that. You got to hear me out. That's fun. Dung it. King James Version is the best, just because it has the word dung in it. If you can read the Bible and laugh, then you're doing good. Not laugh at it, but laugh with it. Just clarifying. I know some of y'all needed that. He deserves our praise and our glory and our everything that we can give. He deserves at least a day out of the week. But are you going to dung it tomorrow? On Monday? Dun, dun, dun. Monday. Who's excited for work and school tomorrow? Who's cheering? What is wrong with y'all? He just said it's a sin to lie. What are you doing? Daniel, you're excited? That's good. It won't last long. Hate to disappoint. He deserves our praise, y'all. I don't deserve grace, but I'm sure thankful for it. So grateful to God. Why don't y'all stand on your feet? I want to introduce y'all to God. God has an invitation that's open. It's an open invitation, and it's to this really cool thing called salvation. I know y'all haven't heard of it before. He's a mighty warrior, and he'll fight your battles if you'll let him. He'll teach you how to fight him. He'll help you fight him. Truth is, we all need to be cut down. Just bow your heads, close your eyes, just keep your ears open so you're listening. I just don't want y'all getting distracted. Talking to the youth. We deserve to be cut down. Everything in us deserves to be cut down. Bow your heads, close your eyes. God said, I'm not going to cut you down. I'll give you another chance. Mess that one up, I'll give you another chance. Mess that one up, I'll give you another chance. Where's Pastor Keith at? He said that he used to call God the God of a second chance. And then he missed his second chance. He's the God of multiple chances, y'all. And he's given y'all one. Many. If this is you, if you're disappointed in yourself, if you're a disappointment, if you're discouraged right now, if you have crap in your life that you are ready to get rid of and to learn how to get rid of it, it's not going to be a magic thing. It's not going to be like, God help me, and he does, and then you're fine, and now you live like a robot. It's not going to be that. I wish it was. It's not going to be, though. Good things aren't easy. They're not. Dung's not fun, but sometimes you got to dung it. If you're that disappointment right now, if you're disappointed in yourself or somebody in your life, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. Because God has an open invitation. I love it whenever people talk about invitation, but I don't like that people act like it's inviting God into your heart, because God has an open invitation saying, I'm inviting you to let me into your heart. I just need you to accept it. I died for you. I gave up everything for you. Did you deserve it? No, not in a million years. But I want eternity with you anyways, even though you suck. So just pray this prayer with me if that's you. If that's you who's wanting a new life, if you're wanting salvation from your disappointment, if you want to take on this journey with the rest of us and join us in the kingdom of God, just pray this prayer with me. In your own heart, don't say it out loud if you don't want to be embarrassed or all. Say it out loud if you want to. I'm not stopping you. Just say, God, I fall short. I'm not good enough. I need you. On my own, I'm nothing compared to you. And right now, I just want to accept your invitation. I want to accept your love. And I finally want to be able to say that, you know, not only do I believe in you, but I believe you. You're so worthy. And for me to not see that, it just wouldn't be right. So God, I want to accept you into my heart. I want to live for you. I want to turn my life around. I want to have this disappointment. I want to give it to you because you asked for it. I want to nail it to the cross that you died on. Forgive me, God. Forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen.